Life is Incredible is rapper Briggs' first solo material since his second album, Shep Life, 4 years ago. At first, it seems like a departure from his typical style. His brash beats have smoothed down, and the lyrics seem to celebrate the kind of privilege and Anglocentrism that Briggs is known to rail against. But just below the surface, Life is Incredible critiques the yawning gulf in life expectancy. And as you'd expect, there's a deep-seated anger, a rage in the parody. Briggs tells Rudy Bremer how one of the most shambolic moments in Australian political history inspired the song. But he begins by explaining why he decided to release the song solo, rather than with AB Original, his band with MC Trials.
AB Original can be anything, really. But AB Original really is an album project. I don't see AB Original as a singles-based project. Like, when we make, you know, records, it's a big picture thing, not just little bits and pieces here and there. So, you know, Life is Incredible. I didn't see it, and Trials didn't see it as part of the big picture for what we were doing for the next release. And Life is Incredible fit with, you know, with what I was doing and where I'm heading and the kind of message I was pushing around this next cycle.
This song was kind of, it was written while at the APRA Songwriters...
Song Hubs in Los Angeles, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that experience.
It's like speed dating for songwriters, right? So they pair you up into like groups of four and they throw you in a room together and they say, make a song. We did that for a week. And this was one of the songs that came out of that week.
And it features Greg Holden, who's a Scottish songwriter.
Yeah, Scottish via Ireland, via New York, and now he's in LA. And he's trying his best to come out here too. He was really fun to work with, and he was just like super in tune with what we were about and, you know, everything that we were creating. And like, I think he'd seen us at the Arias the year that we performed. And yeah, he was a fan from there, and it was just great, you know what I mean? A lot of fantastic coincidences brought us together so that we can make something really fun.
When you're doing sort of songwriter speed dating, how do you kind of put yourself forward and work out whether people get what you're doing? Because I think that what AB Original does and what you yourself do as a solo artist is very specific and people can misinterpret it.
I just try, like, everyone just brings their strengths, you know what I mean, in those kinds of situations. So you just play to everybody's strengths, like, and just try to get through it. Like, if it sucks, it could really suck. But, like, you know, like, there's some where I've just walked out and I'm like, you know what, this just isn't what it's meant to be. and I'd left. And then there's moments where it's like, this is really cool. You know what I mean? Like, that's the dice you roll. And then sometimes there's ones in the middle where it's like, you know, let's just try and get an idea out. Let's just try and work towards something. You know what I mean? Just so we're working. Because, like, sometimes you'll create just one idea that you carry into something else that's awesome. Everyone just plays to their strength. If they're a good hook writer, you let them write their hook. If they're a great producer, just let them produce and like, just try to get involved and be an all-round player in that room. That's all you can do. But, like, sometimes it really clicks, and that was the case when we did Life is Incredible.
Life is Incredible was inspired by a specific incident. I'll get you to tell me about that, actually.
Well, yeah, inspiration can come from anywhere, even from the most wretched people. And the inspiration came from Pauline Hanson and her motion, you know, through the upper house that it was okay to be white, which is just like, you see, like, what? What part of this machine, of Australia do you not own? what moment do you not have the final say? What racism towards white people is so detrimental to the fact that you own everything?
As a, I don't know, motto, as a, like, it's okay to be white is, it's known to be a dog whistle for white supremacists to kind of, because if you're a person of color, if you're like, there's no way to say it's not okay to be white without actually saying it's not okay to be white. And that just sort of, it puts you on a back foot for people who've misunderstood where the sentiment has come from.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's a tough message to bring to the table, because a lot of people feel attacked as soon as you question it. You know what I mean? Because what Pauline Hanson and, you know, other, let's call them what they are, white supremacists, bring to the table with that notion is that, you know, it's yes or no. It's like, it's either okay or it's not. You know what I mean? And like saying that it's okay to be white is like saying the sky is blue. You know, water's wet. And like this is you know, what I'm pointing out in, you know, the satire of how I delivered the message, because like I've always found comedy my safest avenue to deliver message, but it's a very complicated message. Given it's so simple, it's really divisive and really, it's really like flammable. You know what I mean? Like as soon as you throw it out there, everyone's just like, you know, they go nuts. It's like no, we're saying, yeah, what, it's okay to be white. It's incredible to be white. You get the last say. Literally.
Man, hush what they say now. I just pay my way out. Man, hush what they say now. I just pay my way out. Man, hush what they say now. I just pay my way out. Man, hush what they say now. I just pay my way out. I just pay my way out.
This is a miracle.
Jealous. Golf with the fellas, whatever the weather. We got drinks with umbrellas. You got time to wine,
I keep them down in the cellar.
We got time to shine,
I do that shit at Coachella.
Throwing brunches and lunches, lunges and crunches. Living life in abundance, don't really worry about nothing. Then I pull up, hop out, wave at that cop now. Stop sign, ran that, oh that fine, that's not out.
And hush what they say now.
I just pay my way out.
This is a miracle. Oh, yeah, my life is incredible. Miracle. Oh, yeah, my life is incredible. Oh, my life is incredible. Miracle. Oh, yeah, my life is incredible.
It's okay.
It also occurs to me that a lot of the examples that you use, they're typically kind of young Australian party culture.
You know, they're tongue in cheek, and it's talking about, you know, Tim Tams and Bintangs and, you know, shoeys and skid pans and stuff like that, because, you know, it's what a lot of Australians will equate to their culture. Not just those things specifically, but what I'm talking about is like how Australia is really happy with the superficial nature of its culture, the jingoism, rather than the oldest living civilization on the face of the earth as the true culture of this country.
And then when it comes to the video clip, that juxtaposition of having you and a very black cast living in a retirement village as like what should be not even middle age people. What should be not even middle age people, you know?
Yeah, well, we're just trying to enjoy our twilight years.
Yes. In your 30s, in your 40s.
Yeah, in the prime of our lives. We're just trying to enjoy the twilight. That's what I'm saying in the video is, like, I'm talking about the disparity between, you know, black fellas and you know, the rest of Australia and how, like, I lost three cousins, brothers and sisters, in the last 12 months, all in their 40s. So it's not a statistic for me, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a stat. It's not a number in the newspaper. This is, you know, it's real people. You know, it's a very dark but funny, I think, video with, like, this stellar cast of, like, you know, of black fellas. And also, you know, a black director too. It was really important for me to have a black fella director, Dylan Rivers.
And so how did this come about?
I just thought it'd be funny if I retired. You know what I mean? Like often I'll try to find a funny way to talk about an issue, like my take on it. You know what I mean? So it's like, if black fellas are dying 15 years before the rest of Australia, we should be getting our pensions 15 years before it. We should be getting our superannuation 15 years before. We should be retiring 15 years before. Like, that's how it really come about. It was the idea of us, you know, enjoying the prime of our lives in the twilight. Well, we could, you know what I mean? And, like, that was the whole premise. And throughout the video, people die. It drops off, you know what I mean? There's not as many people line dancing with me at the end as there were at the start.
Yeah, they do just kind of drop like flies as it... It's a really...
We kill a lot of people.
Yeah, I had this moment while myself, watching it. I was like...
Yeah, well, it's meant to be poignant, you know what I mean? Like, I find comedy in the absurdity and I find comedy in the extreme, you know what I mean? Like, that's where I find doing things that haven't been done before, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think anybody's told this story this way, like, and that's what I try to do with every release, with everything that I do. It's like, how do we tell this story that it's, like, that people might know? But how do we tell that? How do we reboot it? You know what I mean? And tell them how they might not have heard it before. And that's what I tried to do with the video. You know, it's very bright. You know what I mean? Like, there's lots of pastels and it's very happy looking.
It is. I've heard someone describe it as like the Jordan Peele Get Out kind of video clip, because it seems kind of, yeah, bright and colourful and cute on the surface, and then you actually look harder and it's very twisted.
Oh, that's a body bag and, oh.
Yeah.
I think that's, like, that's just, you know, that's also, that's just my sense of humour too. I'm sorry. I'm a horrible person and I just find that funny.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
and, like, Dylan, he was on the same page with me. And, like, he's got such a good eye and he's such a genius, and, like, he really, it was so awesome to see something realised from when you talk about it in the pub when you're chopping it up about the different scenes you want to do. And there's so much stuff that we couldn't use and didn't get to use because we've only got 3.5 minutes. Like, far out. There's so much cool stuff that we didn't get to. It's the curse of them. Curse of the length of the song. We could have killed a lot more people.
So many more people.
We could have killed so many people. But yeah, like, it was, I think it was a perfect way. Like, the song is called Life is Incredible, but it's really about death. It's about the disparity between, you know, black fellas and the rest of Australia, and that the life expectancy. as I said, like, you know, it was inspired by It's Okay to Be White. I was like, well, is it okay that we die 15 years before everybody else? Is it okay that the suicide rates are what they are? Is it okay that the incarceration rates are what they are? Is it okay that our, you know, that we're so far behind on health, employment and education? Like, are these things okay as well? There's so many questions within that one statement that, you know, it's a bit overwhelming. And, you know, you just try to deliver the best form of that message.
I just pay my way out. Man, hush what they say now. I just pay my way out. I just pay my way out.
This is a miracle.
Life is Incredible, the new single from Briggs, his first solo material in 4 years. And you can catch Briggs performing across the country in May and June, including a one-off show as part of the Vivid Festival and his Bad Apples music party at the Sydney Opera House on the 30th of May. Daniel Browning with you for Away, Indigenous Art and Culture here on RN.